thank you for listening to this sermon from Goodwill Church, located in New York's Hudson Valley. Goodwill Church is on a mission to be a hub of revival in the Northeast and beyond. For more information about our church, please visit goodwillchurch.org. Now, here's the sermon.
Psalm 30, that's our psalm this morning. That's our scripture. You know it. You know part of it anyway. Though tears may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. Yeah, the psalm where that verse is located, Psalm 30. Let me read it first. It starts with a little superscription locating, you know, where this song would have been sung, and that's part of scripture as well. A psalm of David, a song at the dedication of the temple. And now what we have is verse 1. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned from me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for your word, for this morning, for you and who you are. We want to know what the psalmist here writes about, what David wrote about 1,000 years before it happened. Thank you, Lord. Bring change in our hearts and bring glory to your name through that change. In your name, Jesus, we pray, and all of God's people said. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Pastor, I had a dream. It was more like a nightmare. It was definitely a nightmare. What is God trying to tell me? Tell me about your dream, the pastor said. And when the man was done telling his pastor about his dream, the pastor agreed. That is the worst nightmare I've ever heard about. The man sighed and waited to hear more. Silence. Awkward silence, even. The pastor just smiled. The man, a little irritated now, finally asked, "So I've spent all this time telling you about my dream. Can you tell me what it means?" "Well, you didn't tell me everything." "What? I did. I told you about the whole dream." "But you didn't tell me what happened next." "What do you mean?" "What happened after the nightmare?" "Well, I woke up." "Exactly. Maybe that's always God's main point when it comes to the nightmares of believers. Whatever else the details of a dream might mean, God always wakes up those who trust in him, nightmare over. We all have nightmares. We all know about the tear-filled night of Psalm 30, verse 5. And we all want its joy-filled morning, free of mourning and sackcloth, and filled with gladness and dancing. And whatever God's momentary anger is about, we don't want that. And whatever God's lifetime favor is about, that's all we want. But how do we get from here to there, from tears to joy, from anger to favor? How do we get through to the end of whatever nightmare we might be in? Well, today, we think about and celebrate God's answer to these questions. We at Goodwill Church continue our five-year journey to a celebration of 300 years of God's faithfulness in 2029. That's our God story. We're sticking to it. We take the whole of 2025 to spend time just in the book of Psalms as part of that. And today we find the gospel's message of Good Friday and Easter Sunday expressed poetically and emotionally by Psalm 30, a temple dedication psalm that highlights for us the fact that Jesus called himself the temple which would be destroyed and then raised after 3 days. Psalm 30 begins with David being in trouble and God getting him out of trouble. And that's the dynamic of life that counts for all of us. Can you sense him now working to get you out of trouble, to keep you out of trouble? Well, the first three verses of Psalm 30, each verse tells the same tale. I was deep down in a nightmare. And then you woke me up, picked me up, lifted me up, drew me up. Verse 1, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. So there's nothing better than being drawn up, healed, restored to life. All who have saving faith in Christ will experience this. And Christ, on our behalf, experienced it on an infinitely greater scale via the empty tomb after suffering and dying on the cross. And since this is Jesus that we're talking about, what he went through, and then because of what he went through, what he gets us through always leads from down to up, from out to in, from darkness to light, from despair to hope, from death to life, from tears to joy. That's why we sing praises to the Lord. Oh, you saints, oh, you his saints, that means all believers, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. So Jesus makes this true for us, for all of us who trust in him, because he embodied the truth of it through his work on the cross. He went through the real nightmare, not us. He paid the entire and exact price for all our sins, not us. But we tend to forget this. We tend to forget him. And David expresses this in the next two verses of Psalm 30. Before he functioned from faith, he functioned from folly. Verse 6 and 7. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. It's a little disconcerting how it reads, because it just catches you off guard. By the time we get to the second half of verse 7, we're in a totally different place. And apparently we're in that totally different place because of arrogance, misplaced confidence. Verse 6 may show the root of this, the reason for this totally different place at the end of verse 7. I said, I shall. Cue the nightmare. What Jesus did for us, we cannot do for ourselves. What Jesus offers us, we cannot offer ourselves. We can't be our own Savior or God. We all learn this in one way or another. We all get to the end of our rope. We all eventually lay there in defeat like David, dismayed and half asleep, trying to get through whatever nightmare we're having, trying to reach for a God who seems so hidden. We cry out, to you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. Now keep in mind that Jesus was called the Son of David because he shared human DNA with the king. Jesus was from the line of David, the line of kings. He had to be. And so, though any one of us can pray these words, only he lived them. Only he died and went down to the pit and then came back. He is risen.
He is risen.
You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And so there's laughter and smiles. We can feel this as we picture these words in our collective imagination. And that's just the beginning. Joy is just the beginning. We have peace as well. We receive joy and peace and all the rest, all the many, many countless blessings from God as we receive and rest in what Christ has done for us. Nightmare over. Now, it is true that the Bible sometimes calls death falling asleep. This is simply and only because dead people look like they're asleep. We know, in fact, that the dead are dead and that they are far from asleep. After death, all must, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what is due them for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Jesus even said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, but I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. Yikes. That sounds like death could lead to a nightmare that never ends, a nightmare that's never over. That sounds like you could miss out forever, forever on the joy that comes in the morning and be stuck forever in your tears and what the Bible describes as God's anger. A nightmare that never ends sounds like one way to describe hell. And nobody wants this nightmare. Not a single one of us. Our tears, God's anger at our sins, Jesus came to endure the fullness of our nightmare for us on the cross. Remarkably, the plan of God was to send his one and only Son to assuage the wrath of God, and it worked. Amen. Hallelujah. He is risen. Jesus conquered sin and the death that follows it and the hell that follows both. Nightmare over. So how do we get from here to there, from tears to joy, from anger to favor, from hell to heaven? How do we get to the end of whatever nightmare we might be in or might be headed to soon? Psalm 30 was known as the Psalm of Resurrection, the Psalm of coming back from the dead. It celebrates God's answer, the gospel's solution to our dilemma. Jesus bore all of God's wrath, all of his anger at the sins of believers on the cross. And his resurrection seals this victory and causes us to rejoice as we declare, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. So in a minute, we'll sing, and then we'll pray. And while we're singing our final song, in the middle of that or afterwards, feel free to find a place and a position that works for you to pray. It could be on your knees, you know, right up here in front. I'm going to be right there on my knees, and there's some places up here. You can go to the back and stand, to the side and stand, stay right where you are. This is your moment. Your time with God in worship, in his house, with his people, on this most amazing day in all of history that we celebrate today. In the final song, there's an interesting lyric. The final song, it begins saying, "Why are you so good to me? Why are you so good to me? You must see a treasure hidden underneath. Why are you so good to me?" Now, the fact is that any treasure hidden underneath that God would see and be pleased with could not be something we possess or produce on our own that we give to him. Instead, it would have to be something that he has given us, a gift, in other words, from him to us, not from us to him. And this gift, this treasure, would begin with a desire for him, a desire he gives you for him. Do you feel this desire in yourself for him right now? Well, if so, then start by confessing the nightmare of your brokenness and your sin. And then ask him to wake you up to Christ and what he did for you on the cross and through the empty tomb. Nightmare over. Tell him that you believe it. Thank him for this miracle. Thank him for the fact that even though tears may last all night long, joy comes in the morning. Let me invite you to rise. Lord, as we proceed to sing a testimony about the fact that it's a miracle that we celebrate, not just this morning, but every morning, every minute of every day. Lord, you work here in our midst. Some of us, we want to become Christians today. We want to be a believer, and we want to have that moment. And we've been walking and journeying up to this point all our days. Some of us have been walking away from you. We were with you. We were walking with you. We want to come back. Some of us have something in our lives that is so heavy. It blinds us. It eclipses your light and your love. At least we are letting it. We want to leave that behind. Nightmare over. We want that to be true. Nightmare over. Lord, you are good to us. Work in our midst. Do what only you can do in our hearts. Make this a place where we support one another in your work in our hearts, where we love one another because you first loved us. And Lord, in all of this, hear our songs, hear our prayers, and be glorified, be worshiped. Hear from our hearts our gratitude. We mean it when we say thank you to you for all of it. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Thank you again for listening to today's sermon. For more resources and information about Goodwill Church, visit goodwillchurch.org. God bless.